procession before Michaelmas, and some of his servants are to be in the house by the end of next week.
What is his name?
Bingley.
Is he married or single?
Oh, single, my dear, to be sure. A single man of large fortune. 4 or 5,000 a year. What a fine thing for our girls.
How so? How can it affect them?
My dear Mr. Bennet, replied his wife, how can you be so tiresome? You must know what I am thinking of his marrying one of them.
Is that his design in settling here?
Design? Nonsense. How can you talk so? But it is very likely that he may fall in love with one of them, and therefore you must visit him as soon as he comes.
I see no occasion for that. You and the girls may go, or you may send them by themselves, which perhaps will be still better. For as you are as handsome as any of them, Mr. Bingley may like you the best of the party.
My dear, you flatter me. I certainly have had my share of beauty, but I do not pretend to be anything extraordinary now. When a woman has 5 grown-up daughters, she ought to give over thinking of her own beauty.
In such cases, a woman has not often much beauty to think of.
But, my dear, you must indeed go and see Mr. Bingley when he comes into the neighbourhood.
It is more than I engage for, I assure you.